Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl
of
hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Thank you.
Guy Ferreira with Everything is Embarrassing. Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am Kate, and this week I wanted to focus on something that I always return to when the weather's getting colder. It's not something I technically consider a genre, but I do think it's an important era in music, and that is the era of 2012 to 2015 Tumblr. That's why I kicked it off with Robbers by the 1975 off their self-titled album. I think it is one of the most defining songs of this era, so I thought it would be the best way to start it off. Honestly, I love the 1975. I am obsessed. I saw them in concert last year. Absolutely amazing. And so they're sort of what inspired me to do this episode. I'm also obsessed with, like, that whole aesthetic. Anyway, I'll stop my rambling, and I'm going to pass it off to, I think, one of the queens of this era of Tumblr, Guy Ferreira, with Everything.
Baby, if you try, then I will.
Closer by Tegan and Sarah. They are a twin duo from Calgary, Alberta. I remember when this song came out, I must have been like roughly around 9, and I would hear it on the radio all the time and was obsessed and then forgot about it. And then recently my sister showed it to me again and I was like, oh my god, this is like the best song ever. I wouldn't say they're directly associated with the like Tumblr era, but I do think they fit in quite well, not just because they were released, the song was released in 2013. I just think the whole musical sound of it and everything suits it very well. That is besides the point. I'm going to pass it off to another set of siblings with Homesick by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
I got misled, mistook the sky, anything that I said. See, I'm not the type to call you up drunk, but I got some lies to tell. She hates her work but loves to flirt. It's a shame she don't work with me. And she gets uptight, don't like when I'm gone, but she won't let on to me.
Said, I'm only looking out for you. She said, it's obvious that it's a lie. But I only ever put out for you.
disregard anything that I said. See, I'm not the type to call you all drunk, but I got some lies to tell.
Did you stand there all alone? Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. Do, 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 do. You can drive. Yesterday, as I recall, you were looking out of place, gathered up your things and slipped away. No time at all, I followed you into the hall. Cigarette, daydream.
Cigarette Daydreams by Cage the Elephant. This song was released in 2013. The band is originally from Kentucky, but before they recorded their first album, they moved to London, which is super interesting because I've noticed that a lot of the Tumblr era musicians are from the UK. It's kind of insane. Maybe it has to do with the rain or something. It adds to the vibe. Before I continue, I wanted to, like, sort of do a little summary, or a little, we're gonna take you on the time machine to what it was like in 2013 with Tumblr. Imagine girls dyeing their hair blue, wearing their little American Apparel skirts with fishnets, or black and white striped shirts and their ripped jeans, Doc Martens, all of that kind of stuff. It was sort of the underground niche thing, and it was before a lot of fandoms were, like, openly popular. I think that's a sort of newer thing that's recently happened. So a lot of people would instead go to Tumblr, and it was a little online community for everyone, and the aesthetics really inspired a lot, and I think it's super, super cool. And if I was
16 in 2013, which I was not, but I would have loved to be a part of this. Anyways, what I'm going to play next is before Brat, before she blew up, Charlie XCX was making music like this. This is Stay Away by Charlie XCX.
Stay away. I'm Alec, and this is
Molly, and you're listening to CFRC.
You gotta say our band name.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston,
Ontario.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. This is Kate. If you are just joining us, we are talking about 2012 to 2015 Tumblr era of music. I think it is so fun, and I'm absolutely obsessed with it, especially as the weather gets colder. I think it really suits the vibes, you know, the vintage cameras or the black and white outfits and the Instagram filters that make everything look vintage really suit the colder fall weather. Anyway, what I had just playing was Oblivion by Grimes. This was released in 2012 off the album Visions. I think it's really impressive that the whole album was made on GarageBand. I am completely unable to master GarageBand. Like, I can't understand it. So I have such high respect to anyone who knows how to use GarageBand. And so that includes Grimes and the whole album of Visions. Anyway, what I'm going to have next for you guys is I Belong in Your Arms from the band Chairlift. I was inspired to add this because I'm not entirely sure if it was included in like the Tumblr era, but I thought I would throw it back to Charlie XCX because one of the artists from this duo, you might know her as Caroline Polachuk, is featured on the new Brat remix. And so I thought I'd sort of throw that into the mix. Anyway, this is I Belong in Your Arms by Chairlift.
Just pressure, head in the clouds, but my gravity centered. Touch my neck and I'll touch yours. You and so far away, the goosebumps start to race, the minute that my left hand meets your waist, and then I watch your face, put my finger on your tongue, cause you love the taste, yeah, these hearts adore, everyone the other beats hard as for, inside this place is warm, outside it starts to pour.
Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood, and before that I had Reflector by Arcade Fire. Both of these songs were released in 2013, very much in the middle of this whole Tumblr era. I think that Sweater Weather is probably one of the most iconic songs out of this era. Like, whenever you look up a Tumblr 2013 playlist on Spotify, it's one of the top songs across all the playlists, so I chose it. What I have next is VCR by The XX. What I recently discovered, and I might be insanely stupid for discovering this, is that Jamie XX is one of the members of The XX, which, like, how did I just discover that? Anyway, that's what I'll pass it off to, is The XX with VCR.
You used to have find myself by the sea, in another's company. By the sea, wanna go out to the pier. Gonna dive and have no fear, because you and just know.
Welcome back. That was VCR by the XX. Although this song was released in 2010, it's a little more from the indie sleaze side of things. I don't think I'd consider it entirely Tumblr, but I feel like it was very popular on Tumblr at this time. I obviously am looking at Tumblr and this era retrospectively because I was 9 when this whole subculture was happening, and I was not on Tumblr at the age of 9. Anyway, what I'm going to pass it off to next is another album and song that was not released in the 2010s. It was released in 2007. This is Fluorescent Adolescence by the Arctic Monkeys. I'm going to have a bit of a hot take. I think the Arctic Monkeys are a little bit overrated. That's just me. I feel like there are better bands than the Arctic Monkeys. That's just my hot take. I don't want to get, like, flamed or people hate commenting or something. I'm just sharing my opinion. I do really like this album, and I think it is super iconic. I just think AM and their other albums aren't as good. I like their earlier stuff more. Anyway, I'm going to pass it off to Alex Turner and the rest of the Arctic Monkeys with Fluorescent Adolescence.
Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to fit you as the past though. A bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going, but she went still. Like a gentleman not to be gentle. Was it a mecha dub or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams weren't as daft as they seem. As daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them of overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took a left off last lap lane. Just sounding it out. But you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took a left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out. But you're not coming back again.
Finish off this nostalgia trip before we can step out of the time machine and go back to 2024. I have one more song from who I think and I consider to be one of the most iconic artists from this era, and that's Lorde. This is off her, I think it's, no, yes, her first actual album. It's not like a, it's not the EP. This is off Pure Heroine, and it's 400 Lux by Lorde.
fumes of clean teeth. I can tell that you're tired, but you keep the car on while you're waiting out front. You pick me up and say,